NPR's Rachel Jones has this report on how military families in the United States are preparing their children for the event of war.
Anna Glagowski is trying to get back into her usual routine, but sitting in her father's office at Andrews Air Force Base near Washington, D.C., the poised 13-year-old with the long honey blonde hair is tense, her hands clenched tightly in her lap as she explains how everything has changed since September 11th.
Your dad never comes home for dinner because he's always here at work. You know, it takes you another 20 minutes to get to and from school, getting on and off the base. And, you know, they're standing out there with, you know, guns and big helmets and stuff.
Not to mention the bright yellow sign on your dad's office building that reads, ThreatCon Charlie, terrorist activity is imminent. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Glagowski commands the 789th Communications Unit at Andrews. When he and his wife Jean talk about the U.S. war on terrorism with Anna and her two sisters, 11-year-old Kristen and 5-year-old Megan, they're direct about what could happen and how long it could take.
This is not going to be like a movie that you'd see on TV. You know, at 8 o'clock, bad things happen. By 9 o'clock, we figured out what we're going to do. And by 10 o'clock, we're going to go bomb them. And by 11 o'clock, the news is going to be on and we're all kissing up and making life. That's not going to be it.
The Glagowskis think their girls can handle the truth and that it's better that they hear it from mom and dad. They don't know yet if their father will go overseas, but if he does, it won't be the first time. Jean Glagowski says the older girls remember when their father went to France during the war in Kosovo.
They know daddy does this a lot. He deploys, he goes in a tent, he does computer stuff and radio stuff in a tent. They don't see him as a gun toter and as being in the line of fire the way you would see an army troop in the trenches.
Psychologists say this level of detail about what a parent might actually be doing in a war is important for military children because it can prevent them from imagining the worst.
Younger children during the Gulf War, particularly because of what we were showing on television, very young children thought everybody in a BDU was their daddy or their mommy.
Dennis Embry is a developmental psychologist in Tucson, Arizona, who worked with children during Desert Storm. He says in some ways children on military bases are more prepared for war. On one hand, they're used to seeing guns and military trucks.
On the other hand, they have higher levels of stress exposure to some extent in ordinary life. And that higher levels of stress primes children to be somewhat more at risk to if a big whopper comes along.
Which could mean family separation. That's why during Desert Storm, Embry created a series of workbooks titled, Someone in My Family Went Off to the Middle East, for children who are worried about their parents' safety in Iraq. He's now developing a new series for the Pentagon. The books will be written for different age groups because children have different responses to a parent's deployment. A child under the age of 5 may only grasp that mommy or daddy is gone. The confusion and sadness may lead to misbehavior. Embry's workbooks try to ease their feelings of helplessness.
It was a special book in which the child was the hero. And since the child was the hero, what we were doing was letting the child have mastery over a situation that seemed completely uncontrollable.
Preteens will understand more about what's happening during a conflict. That means they crave more support and guidance. 11-year-old Kristen describes how she'd feel if her father was deployed.
It would be very uncomfortable to me knowing that he wasn't there to, you know, fix things, help us get things done. You know, not being there to, you know, talk to, or him being there to, you know, wake us up in the morning or something.
Embry says sticking to their normal routines and keeping up their chores can help. As for Anna, she typifies the eldest child in a military family. On September 11th, her first thought was to keep Megan occupied by reading stories during the carpool ride home. And the possibility of her father leaving introduces a bigger concern.
I'd also worry about my mom. She gets very stressed when he leaves. It's almost like being a single parent, and that can be very stressful.
Embry says older children often feel it's their responsibility to help out, but they may also be tempted to try drugs or sex to relieve their anxiety. For them, as well as all children, Embry says lots of communication is crucial. Parents can watch the news with their older children and answer any questions they may have. For younger children, the deployed parent can leave behind letters or love notes. When a young child feels unsafe, A parent can concoct a magic potion of water with food coloring and sugar and spray it around the room to keep the terrorists away.
But the other thing I think is important is for the children to be engaged in some larger public service activities that create a sense of protection and positiveness in their school, their community, and so on.
Even 5-year-old Megan understands the importance of keeping busy.
I raised money with one of my friends next door for lemonade and cookies, and we sent postcards to the people that helped, and I feel much more better because we did a lot of things for them.
Embry says making sure the children feel secure is important because studies have shown that a soldier's concern about his child's well-being can harm overall military readiness. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.